This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What is the amygdala hijack, and how does it escalate workplace tension in high-pressure moments? Why your brain turns a difficult conversation into a five-alarm crisis? In short, the amygdala hijack is the biological reason a composed professional can suddenly say something they regret in a tense conversation. When the brain senses a social threat, the survival response overrides rational thinking before you can stop it. Workplace tension escalates fastest when neither person knows this is happening to them. The antidote is preparation and a practiced interruption, not willpower in the moment. Definition: amygdala hijack tension occurs when a perceived threat during a workplace interaction triggers the brain's survival response, shutting down rational thought and flooding the body with stress signals, causing communication to break down, conflict to escalate, and measured thinking to become temporarily impossible. You have rehearsed the conversation a dozen times. You know exactly what you want to say. Then the moment arrives. Your manager's voice sharpens, or a colleague pushes back harder than you expected, and suddenly you cannot find the words. Your chest tightens. What comes out is either nothing or something you immediately regret. This is the amygdala hijack, and it is not a weakness. It is biology doing exactly what it was built to do. Understanding it is the first step towards managing the workplace tension it creates, because tension does not escalate on its own. It escalates because a conversation hits a trigger, and a brain goes into survival mode. What the amygdala hijack actually does to a conversation. The amygdala is an ancient part of the brain. Its job is to detect threats and launch a response before your conscious mind can catch up. When it fires, it sends a signal that effectively takes your prefrontal cortex offline. The prefrontal cortex is the part responsible for rational thought, precise language, empathy, and the kind of measured response a tense situation actually requires. As I describe in Chapter 1 of Say It Right Every Time, this is the gap between knowing what to say and being able to say it under pressure. It is a universal human experience. It is not a personal feeling. It is a biological reality. That framing matters because most people treat the hijack as evidence that they are bad at conflict. They are not. They are human. Here is what the process looks like in real time. Someone says something that your brain registers as a threat, a dismissive tone, an unexpected accusation, a public challenge to your credibility. Their amygdala fires. Stress hormones flood the body. Your heartbeat climbs, your thinking narrows, and your language becomes blunt or disappears entirely. The conversation, which was already tense, now becomes a confrontation. The critical thing to understand is that the brain cannot distinguish between a physical threat and a social one. A raised voice in a performance review registers with the same urgency as genuine danger. The survival response does not pause to check whether you are in a boardroom or a back alley. How amygdala hijack tension builds in the workplace. Workplace tension rarely arises all at once. It accumulates. A misread email, an unanswered question, a piece of feedback delivered too bluntly. Each small incident primes the amygdala a little more. By the time the actual confrontation happens, both people are already close to their threshold. Consider what happens in a common scenario: a team leader gives critical feedback to a team member in a shared space. The team member interprets the public setting as deliberate humiliation. That interpretation, accurate or not, triggers the amygdala. They go quiet or they push back sharply. The leader reads that response as defensiveness or aggression. Their own amygdala fires in return. Within 90 seconds, neither person has access to their best thinking. The original conversation is gone, and something much harder has taken its place. This is what makes the hijack so disruptive in professional settings. It does not just affect the person who is triggered. It spreads. One person's stress response activates another's. Tension escalates not because people are hostile, but because two survival systems are now reacting to each other. If you want to understand how this dynamic plays out specifically in feedback conversations, how the amygdala hijack sabotages feedback conversations, and what to do about it, takes the scenario apart in detail. Three beliefs about tense conversations that make things worse. After decades of watching this play out, I have noticed that people carry assumptions about tense conversations that make the hijack worse, not better. These are not small misunderstandings. They actively prevent recovery. The mistake: believing that staying calm is a matter of willpower. Why it happens? People assume that if they care enough about the outcome, they can override their emotional response through effort. What it costs. When the hijack hits anyway, they blame themselves, which adds shame to an already flooded nervous system and makes the conversation harder to salvage. The mistake. Thinking the other person is being deliberately difficult. Why it happens. When someone goes defensive or cold during a tense exchange, it reads as a choice. It feels personal. What it costs. You respond to their survival response as if it were a strategy, which escalates the tension further and removes any chance of finding common ground. The mistake. Assuming that preparation means rehearsing your arguments. Why it happens. We prepare content. We think through what we want to say and how we want to say it. What it costs. A real conversation is a dynamic, unpredictable exchange. Preparing only your words leaves you completely exposed when the other person responds in a way you did not script. The third one is what I call the rehearsal trap and say it right every time. The endless cycle of practicing a difficult conversation perfectly in your head, only to find yourself tongue-tied and fumbling when the real moment arrives. Preparation must include managing your own nervous system, not just sharpening your arguments. What amygdala hijack tension looks like across different situations. The hijack does not look the same twice. Recognizing its different shapes is half the battle. The escalating performance review. A manager schedules a review she has been dreading for weeks. She has rehearsed her feedback carefully. The moment she delivers the first critical point, her team member's face closes down. He offers one-word responses. She reads this as contempt and begins over-explaining, which he reads as an attack. Within 5 minutes, she is defending herself and he is completely disengaged. Neither person wanted this outcome. Both nervous systems made the decision for them. The team meeting that goes sideways. A project update meeting is running fine until one team member challenges another's figures in front of the group. The challenged person's voice tightens. They repeat their point louder, as if volume will settle it. The challenger becomes more precise, which the group reads as condescension. Two people are now in a standoff, and the rest of the room is deciding whether to intervene or go invisible. Ensuring every participant gets heard in situations like this requires someone in the room to recognize the hijack and interrupt it before the group dynamic solidifies around the conflict. The one-on-one that derails. Two colleagues who generally work well together are trying to resolve a disagreement about a decision. One makes a comment that the other takes as a slight, perhaps not intended that way. The second person withdraws, becomes clipped, starts answering questions with minimal information. The first person, now confused and slightly defensive, pushes harder for engagement. The more they push, the further the other retreats. Their original disagreement is never resolved because neither person has the tools to name what just happened. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblickforum.com. Now, back to the article. The tools that actually interrupt the hijack. Knowing about the amygdala hijack gives you something important, the ability to recognize it without taking it personally. But recognition alone does not stop the escalation. You need a practiced response. In Chapter 2 of Say It Right Every Time, I introduce the core framework, a four-pillar system built on clarity, openness, respect, and empathy. It gives you structure to fall back on when your instincts are telling you to fight or flee. Relying on instinct alone in a tense moment is, as I put it in the book, like trying to navigate a storm without a compass. You are tossed about by the winds of emotion, and you are likely to end up shipwrecked. Three tools from that framework are especially relevant when tension is climbing. The 3-second pause. When you feel the hijack beginning, pause before you respond. 3 deliberate seconds. This is not silence. It is a physiological interruption. It slows the stress response and begins restoring access to your prefrontal cortex. It is the simplest and most reliable tool in this entire conversation. The empathy bridge. Before you deliver any difficult message, acknowledge what the other person is experiencing. Not agreement. Acknowledgement. I can see this is frustrating, is not a concession. It is a signal to the other person's nervous system, that they are safe enough to engage. This matters because delivering negative feedback positively depends entirely on the other person's nervous system staying regulated enough to actually receive what you're saying, naming the tension directly. When you can see that a conversation has gone sideways, say so. This is clearly a sensitive topic. I can see you're frustrated. Let's take a breath. My intention is not to upset you. This line straight from the scripts and say it right every time does something remarkable. It interrupts the escalation cycle by making the invisible visible. Both people can now see the conversation they are actually having, rather than being dragged by it. For a complete system to stay regulated during tense exchanges, the core framework for staying grounded during a tense workplace conversation gives you a step-by-step approach. And if you're preparing for a conversation where the stakes are genuinely high, the master method for high-stakes tension conversations is the most thorough preparation tool I have built. When a hijack has already happened and left a disagreement unresolved, the deal method for resolving disagreements about feedback gives you a structured way back to productive ground. Before the conversation starts. Here is the truth of it. The best time to manage an Adler hijack tension is before the conversation begins. Not in the moment. Before, Chapter 2 of Say It Right Every Time includes a clarity checklist, a 5-item pre-conversation preparation tool. It asks you to identify your core message, your desired outcome, your supporting points, your personal motivation, and whether you're genuinely ready to listen. Completing this before a tense conversation does something important. It means your prefrontal cortex has already done its work. When the hijack comes, and it will come, there is less distance to fall. The core framework for managing defensive reactions during feedback extends this preparation into the conversation itself, giving you scripts for the moments when the other person's amygdala fires. Preparation is not rehearsing a script until it is perfect. It is building enough structure into your thinking that your nervous system has something to anchor to when the pressure peaks. This much I know. Decades of sitting in difficult conversations, sometimes handling them well and often not, have taught me one thing above everything else. The people who manage workplace tension most effectively are not the ones with the coolest temperament. They are the ones who understand what is happening in their own body and have a practiced response ready before they need it. The amygdala hijack does not make you weak. It makes you human. But understanding amygdala hijack tension and doing nothing about it is a choice you will keep paying for in damaged relationships, in conversations that went nowhere, and in the chronic weight of things that were never said. Build the tools. Practice them. Trust them when the storm arrives. Frequently asked questions. What is amygdala hijack tension in the workplace? Amygdala hijack tension happens when a perceived threat during a workplace conversation triggers the brain's survival response. Rational thinking shuts down, emotional reactivity surges, and the conversation escalates. It is biological, not a character flaw, and it can be interrupted with the right tools. How does the amygdala hijack escalate conflict at work? When the amygdala fires, your prefrontal cortex goes offline. You lose access to clear language, measured tone, and strategic thinking. Small provocations feel enormous. Defensive reactions replace reasoned responses. This biological cascade turns a manageable disagreement into a full escalation that can damage relationships and reputations. Can you stop an amygdala hijack once it has started? Yes, but you cannot think your way out in the moment. You need a physical interruption first, a deliberate pause, a slow breath, a shift in posture. These actions slow the stress response and begin restoring prefrontal function. Preparation before the conversation is the most reliable protection. What does an amygdala hijack look like during a performance review? It often looks like sudden silence, a sharp defensive reply, or a complete shutdown. The person stops engaging constructively. Their voice tightens or goes flat. What feels like stubbornness or aggression is usually the survival brain protecting against perceived attack, not deliberate obstruction. How do I manage workplace tension caused by emotional hijacking? First, prepare before high-stakes conversations using a structured framework. During the conversation, deploy a deliberate pause before responding when emotions spike. Use language that names the tension without accusation. The core framework outlined in Chapter 2 of Say It Right Every Time provides a reliable system for exactly this. Why do capable professionals freeze or explode under workplace pressure? Because the amygdala does not distinguish between a physical threat and a social one. A harsh tone, a public criticism, or an unexpected accusation triggers the same survival response as danger. The more emotionally invested you are in the outcome, the faster and harder the hijack hits. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling books they write every time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.